a tight turnaround. We're just monitoring a few guys, obviously. Stephen Dooley, Jimmy Cuhan, who we left out on Friday. Did a few knocks. So we're just going to wait until tomorrow. I suppose the usual. Shawnee was taken off, so we're just monitoring him day by day. And the same with probably Alan Bennett and I suppose really that's it.
The rest
seem to be okay. Johnny D is back in training. Cav is back in training. So Johnny will be in the panel. Cav probably won't until Friday. But look, we have a few numbers now, which is good. So, you know, overall, it's from that point of view, at least we've more competition, which helps.
That's the difference. You said yourself, you've more numbers. The quality seems to be better this year. Like, guys come in, they seem to fit seamlessly into the team, don't they?
Well, I think probably you need, as I keep saying, over a season, you need players that if someone was missing, you look like the other night, the lads who came in, you know, Carl Shepherd and came in the other night, and Bucks came back in. So you need that. You need fellas chomping at the bit. But you know, the crucial thing in any season, or to compete right through a season, you need that. If you lose a fella through suspension or injury, or maybe loss of form, you need fellas on the side to come in and keep the quality up. So I suppose that's why, as I said from the start of the season, we sort of reduced our numbers, but we got more quality in, and that's that was the plan really.
Good spread of scores.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I suppose the difference, if we look before, is that we relied on Markey for a couple of years, and then last year Shawnee joined us and did fantastic into the Shawnee and Markey. Whereas now, all of a sudden, you can see that the Shawnee, but to be fair to Shep had always been thereabouts. Conor Ellis is coming through, Campion, and plus the fact, you know, you're looking at midfield from the likes of, you know, Garrod and Bucks and Dooley and Jimmy Cahan, Beattie, you're expecting to get goals from those guys as well. So and of course the centre backs. So yeah, it's we probably have more attacking options, and we're playing that way because we feel that teams are going to come and sit back, and we need to open them up. And I suppose we do a lot of forward play, but the main thing is we have lots of guys who can get goals now as well, which does help.
And down three wins, two of them away from home. 9 goals scored, just one conceded. You couldn't have asked for a more perfect start to the season, could you?
Yeah, I suppose really, Rory, it's a good start. And you look at Finn Harps and Drogheda, two difficult games, I suppose, with the weather conditions as well, and obviously the pitches at this time of the year, particularly in Finn Harps. But it's been a good start. I suppose the most important thing for us is that, as I said, like, we have been away, the supporters have only seen us at home for one game. You know, tomorrow night, Monday night isn't the ideal, but still, you know, the fact that we've had such a good start, we're certainly hoping that the fans will come out and support. And I keep saying this, and I don't want to be, you know, I keep saying this, that there is a good bond between the fans and the support, and I think this team is special, and that's why I'm asking the fans to get right behind it right from the start of the season. I think if you already look at it, you know, the Presidents Cup game 3-0, the Galway match 4-0, lots of goals, lots of chances, lots of attacking play. So I think this team is special, and you know, I think it's important that the fans get behind it right from the start of the season, which they have done already, because we need that if we're to be thereabouts at the end of the season.
What are you expecting from Sligo tomorrow night?
Sligo got their first point on Friday, and we watched them, and they were very lively. And the one thing Sligo have is they have pace and they have energy because they have a lot of youth in their team, and they're very dangerous on the counter-attack. So from that point of view, we see a situation where, you know, we think that they'll play tight, hit us on the counter-attack, lots of attacking options. They have Alona back. They have obviously Katera, who we know from being around the years, but then again, they have Sadler, Martin, Cairns, all young, light, skillful players with a lot of pace and energy. So we have no doubt that they're going to be a danger coming forward, and a danger on the counter attack, and we need to defend well. But at the same time, you know, we are working on our own plans of ways of breaking them down and trying to create chances. And you know, the most important thing for us is, again, it's another 3 points on offer. We're at home. You know, people may say last year Sligo were a bit of a bogey. You know, they did win down here last year, but at the same time, you know, we also lost to Bray as well. But at the same time, for me, it's really about us just treating tomorrow as it is another massive match, 3 points at stake, home game, and we need to be at it from the start, and that's the most important thing for us.
John, just on the draw again there the other night, I felt myself that Drogheda were kind of targeting a couple of our players. They were kind of over the top and a bit robust and some of the challenges and that. Are you a small bit concerned about some teams having a cut-off just like that, going in a bit over physical and so on, just roughing players up? Stephen Beattie in particular, shifting off a lot of.
Yeah, well,
you know, some of the, let's say, for lesser teams, when they come down or when we go away to some of the lesser teams,
yeah,
they're going to apply these tactics, roughhouse tactics, really.
Right. Well, the game has got softer. There's no doubt compared to 20 years ago, the game is much softer. That they were tackles how everyone was used to. I suppose it's just that probably nowadays it isn't as much in our game, you know, even though personally I'd like to see a bit more tackling and that, but you certainly don't want any over the top stuff. There's no doubt about that, or you don't want any, you know, player trying to do another player. Certainly that's out of order. But I suppose at the end of the day, no, you expect teams to come out and have a battle and have a cut off you, you know. And once it's within the rules, it's okay. If it's not in the rules, well then you're presuming the referee will deal with it, you know. And but at the same time, you know, do I think that, you know, teams will do that, or do I think teams are gonna, some teams try to be a little bit more physical? Of course that's gonna happen. You know, if you go back to my first year, people said we were over physical. We weren't over physical, we were just committed. You know, and there's a big difference between being committed and over physical. But at the same time, you know, if players are out of order, you expect the referees to deal with it. But at the same time, you know, our lads are tough lads and they're strong lads and they're good. And once it's within the rules, I've no issue with that. You know, if it's silly stuff. And
to David Tamney, he did the right thing, I suppose.
Well, he acted very quickly.
There was two or three bookings in the first 10 minutes.
There was.
He was sending off soon after that.
Yeah, well, I think. On top of it, in fairness to him, I think he was on top of it right from the start, because if you look at the very first ball after a minute and a half, Beattie was in, yeah, and McGuigan took him down, and you know, maybe sometimes the referee shy away, but he gave him a yellow card and laid his marker down. And obviously in that period where they had one sent off and one booked, you know, tackles were flying in and he just dealt with it. So you know, one could argue maybe the second was more of a red card than the first one, but at the same time, there's no doubt he laid his marker on it, and he was more or less saying that I'm not taking, you know, because if they're borderline and the player gets injured, well, that's not good, you know. And we saw that early in the season in the pre-season friendly in Waterford, where, you know, there was clear intent to hurt the player. And you know, so from that point of view, you know, you want to make sure that if it's hard and it's fair, you don't mind. If it's over the top, you expect the referee to deal with it.
Does Noel's point kind of go back to something you said yourself at the start of the season, where with three going down, every game now is more intense? Like,
it is very much, very much so, Billy. But I think at the same time, you know, it's gone to the stage in the modern game, you need to be careful. You know, and we saw that in the sense that, you know, we had Gary sent off for two yellow cards and Finn Harps on a heavy pitch. Probably, you know, should it have been two yellow cards? You probably could argue it might have been, but you can't afford to be without players. You know, so ultimately at the end of the day, if a team takes a robust attitude and the referee deals with it, well then they're going to be down players and you've no chance of getting a result. So I think it's getting the balance between, you know, controlled aggression and going a bit over the top. So, but overall in the season, you're right, Billy. I think, you know, if you're a manager of any team, you certainly don't want to lose players, and while you want them to be committed, you have to make sure that they do the right thing. And, you know, so you know, from my point of view, all I can look after my own fellas, but, you know, I'm adamant here, and, you know, we can't afford to lose any players. I'm always at the lads, I don't want them getting booked, I don't want them getting sent off, certainly, and we're always on about that here.